الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وما أنزل عليكم من الكتاب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. سلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا. And don't take the ayahs of Allah, don't take the verses of the Quran huzuwa in a jest. Huzuwa means to make fun of. So in other words, this ayah would mean that don't make fun of the ayahs of Allah or the verses of the Quran. Wazkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. And remember the favors of Allah on you. This verse, وَاسْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, again is a verse which is often repeated in the Quran. So similar or exactly the same verse are repeated in the Quran dozens and dozens of times. Then you should remember Allah's favor on you. You should speak about the favors of Allah on you. You should think about the favors of Allah on you. And this has been said many, many times in the Quran. So in other words, you should do shukr of Allah. And this doing the shukr, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering us that we should do the shukr of Allah, this ordering is done hundreds of times. Not only dozens of times, hundreds of times, more than 100 times, that Allah has ordered us that you should do shukr of Allah, you should do shukr of Allah, you should do shukr. But why? Because the number of favors are countless. The numbers of favors of Allah on us are countless. And the number of times we forget to do shukr of Allah is also countless. So because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us and He knows our fault and He knows that we end up doing nashukri or we end up being ungrateful of the ne'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not only that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us we should do shukr of Allah from the heart, we should also do it with the tongue. That is why in another hadith, in another ayah of the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, that the favors of Allah, you should speak them out. You should use your tongue to remind yourself of the favors of Allah. And if you look at the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ does the shukr of Allah many, many, many times throughout the day. All these masnoon du'as that we read, all of them have shukr of Allah. Waking up, shukr of Allah. Going to sleep, shukr of Allah. When you wake up, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he makes the dua, Alhamdulillah illazi ahyana. All praises to Allah that He has woken us up. Ba'dama amatana, after He has given death to us. So after using the bathroom, وَفْرَانَكَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَزْهَبَ عَلِيْهُ وَسَلَىٰ, again praising Allah and doing the shukr of Allah. After eating, shukr of Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ has said, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَنَا وَسَقَانَا وَجَعَلَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. So even after eating, you do shukr of Allah. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ has said that the one who does shukr of Allah, his reward is so great that one cannot believe what the reward is. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
أَتَّائِمُ الشَّاكِرُ كَالسَّائِمِ الصَّابِرِ.
That the one who eats food and then does shukr of Allah gets the same reward as the one who keeps fast and does is patient towards Allah. So the reward of just eating and then doing shukr is the same as fasting the whole day. So such is the reward of doing the shukr of Allah. Why? Because Allah has made us so that we can do His shukr. And His blessings on us are countless. And if you try to count them, you will not be able to count. Allah Ta'ala Himself says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the names of Allah, you will not be able to count the names of Allah. Some people question how you cannot count the names of Allah. Each and every breath we take is a blessing of Allah. Can you count the breaths that you are taking? Each and every drop of blood is a mercy of Allah, is a favor of Allah. Can you count the favors of Allah? Each and every moment that we are in health, that moment needs a shukr of Allah. Can we count the moments that we spend in our lives? No. So the moments of shukr or the blessings of Allah are countless. That is why no matter how much amount of shukr we do, we cannot fulfill the right of shukr. We cannot do enough. That is why Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Allah, my nation is asking me, my qawm is asking me, that there are so many favors of you on them, how can they do proper amount of shukr? The amount of shukr that is supposed to be done. So my people cannot figure that out. What do I tell them? How much shukr should they do? So that you think that yes, they have done the right amount of shukr. Allah Ta'ala replies, O my dear Musa, tell your people that when they feel that they cannot do enough shukr of me, that means this is the right amount of shukr that they are doing. So the right amount of shukr is that there is, that when you feel, is the shukr that you do when you feel that you cannot do enough shukr. But the reality is that we don't, not only not do shukr, sometimes we are ungrateful. And most of the Muslims, they are not ungrateful by saying that Allah has not given me this and Allah has not given me this, ma'azallah. No, they don't really say this. It is in their heart. They become unhappy over things. And they lose hope. When you lose hope, that means they are not doing shukr of Allah. So when you don't lose hope, and when you are happy, and when you... And actually, in this time that I spent some time with the scholars, I've learned that only a person with intellect, only a person with the right amount of brains can actually do shukr of Allah. When people don't do shukr of Allah, it is a loss of, you know, intellect that they don't do shukr of Allah. Otherwise, somebody who has the right amount of thinking, the right amount of intellect, the right amount of intelligence, cannot live without thanking Allah SWT. So it is actually the loss of intelligence that leads to being ungrateful of the bounties of Allah. There are two types of shukr. One is the shukr that you do with your tongue. One is the shukr that you do with your heart. And the shukr with the heart is better than the shukr with the tongue. Because the shukr of the heart is actually done when really you are doing shukr of Allah. Shukr of the tongue, you might be saying Alhamdulillah, but you might not be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah has asked us that to do the shukr with the tongue as well. Why? Because sometimes what happens is people start saying that I do shukr with my heart and they forget doing shukr with the tongue. And they end up not doing shukr either with the tongue or with the heart. Somebody who is doing shukr with the tongue, he keeps on saying Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Allah has given me this, Allah has given me that. And he keeps on rambling about how much shukr Allah has on him, or how many favors of Allah on him are on him, then that person ends up becoming a person who is shakir, who truly is the friend of Allah. There is no single friend of Allah. There is no single person who is close to Allah. And he is close at the same time, he is not doing shukr of Allah. So the sign of the wali, the sign of the person who is close to Allah, is that he does shukr of Allah. So no matter how much ibadat that you do, no matter how much knowledge you gain of Islam, no matter what you do, unless the shukr is not present in the heart and on the tongue, you cannot be close to Allah. On the other hand, if you only do shukr and you do less ibadat, still this shukr is going to lead you towards the purification of the heart. Shukr is such a beautiful thing. It removes very, very big diseases inside of the heart. Shukr of Allah removes this biggest disease that one has in his heart, and that disease is the disease of arrogance. Muhammad, come here, sit here. So shukr leads to the purification of the heart. And the biggest disease, one of the biggest diseases of the heart, is arrogance. When you think that you are better than others, right? This arrogance leaves you when you do shukr of Allah. This is such a big sin that one has to get rid of this sin. This arrogance is going to take you into the hellfire. The Prophet has said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. That person is not going to enter into Jannah even if he has an iota of arrogance inside of him. Now this arrogance has to be taken out. And the Prophet ﷺ said, there are two sins for which punishment is going to be given to you in this world and in the other. So other sins you might be only punished in the other, but there are two sins that you will be punished inside of this world. And those two sins are, one is disobeying the parents, disobedience of the mother and the father. And the second thing is arrogance, thinking of yourself as better than others. So how does shukr lead to the purification of this disease of arrogance? So the one who does a lot of shukr, and one who truly does shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the ni'mats that he has, whether he has more wealth, whether he has knowledge, whether he belongs to a very good family, all these things, or whether he looks beautiful, if Allah has given him beautiful looks, that's it. All these things he is going to attribute towards Allah. That I thank Allah that Allah has given me this. And when he does this thanking, then he will not say that I am greater than others because I have these things. Because he would realize that all these things are given to me by Allah. So shukr actually leads to this purification from this very, very bad disease of the heart, and that disease is arrogance. So sometimes it takes years of ibadah to remove this arrogance from inside of the heart. A small amount of shukr, being truly thankful of Allah, removes this immediately. So actually, this shukr is a secret. If somebody realizes what a big secret this is, the shukr actually is a secret that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the fastest of ways. All other routes are longer routes. Shukr is the fastest route to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it cannot happen that somebody is a friend of Allah and does not do enormous amounts of shukr. In fact, those people who are the awliya of Allah, those who are close to Allah, their hearts are always brimming with shukr, with the gratefulness of Allah, with thankfulness of Allah. And our hearts are always filled with arrogance, always filled with anger, always filled with being upset at others, right? Upset at what is happening around me. Why is this happening to me? So sometimes you're not happy with our parents. Sometimes you're not happy with our workers. Sometimes you're not happy with our friends. So we're always in this state of ungratefulness. And those who are close to the Swami, they're always in a state of shukr of Allah. So they're always happy. This is a beautiful thing. So the one who does shukr of Allah is always in a state of happiness. And those who are close to Allah, Allah has promised them that they will always, always be happy. Right? And the eternal goal of each one of us is to be happy, right? But the real people who are, the people who are really, really happy are those who do enormous amounts of shukr. Even if you've been given the leadership of the world, and even if you are given the treasures of the whole world, if you have this habit of being ungrateful, you will still not be happy with the leadership of the whole world and the wealth of all world. So the happy person, the person who's happy with life, who's contented with life, who is at peace, is going to be the person who is doing shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So shukr is a secret. It's a secret to happiness, to spending the most beautiful life. And shukr is the secret of going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a very open secret, right? It's in the Quran, it is mentioned, all the scholars mention, but if somebody does amal on it, and he's always saying things about shukr of Allah, then I'm very happy enough. And he does not say it routinely, he truly is very happy. Once I was sitting with my sheikh, and somebody called, and he said, Hazrat, kya hal hai? This was the question he said. And the sheikh answered that. So the question he asked was, how are you doing? And he answered, I am so happy with my Allah. I am so happy with my Allah. This is not a regular answer, right? But these people are so brimming with this love of Allah and with this thankfulness of Allah. He said, I am so happy with Allah. I wish He takes me right now to Him. This is what he said. Why? Because this heart is filled with the sugar of Allah. And our hearts are filled with trash. This is what we have in our hearts. This arrogance, this jealousy, anger, greed, all these things are trash. And we are filled with trash. And this shukr removes all this trash from the world. So this is a beautiful secret. Secret to happiness is shukr. Secret to coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shukr. And this is what the mashayikh do. They make people do shukr. This is what their eternal goal is. That all these people who come to learn knowledge from them, the biggest knowledge that can be imparted to their students is that they become people who do shukr. If they learn this one thing, then they have learned the message. They have actually learned to do amal on the whole Quran once they are people of shukr. So if you become people of shukr, you've obtained the actual goal of going to the mashayikh. And if you have not attained this, you spent 20 years with the Shaykh and 30 years with the Shaykh, you still are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the shukr is the most important, and that is why the shukr is a message Allah ta'ala gives you hundreds of times in the Quran. Because it is the most important message. And truly, when I read these ayahs of the Quran, وَاسْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, I mean, doesn't actually fit in. You're talking about talaq and then you're talking about shukr. I mean, but why Allah Ta'ala just puts the shukr inside of each and every eye? Because this is the most important message of the Quran. So shukr leads to the purification of the heart. It removes arrogance from the heart. And it removes jealousy from the heart. And we think jealousy is not that big of a sin. And when you read the hadith of the Prophet, it is like one of the biggest sin in the world. And the Prophet said that jealousy and iman cannot stay in one heart together. So whether you will have iman in your heart or you will have hasad and jealousy inside of your heart. Allah. And what is the way of removing this piece of trash from your heart? It's jealousy. It's the shukr of Allah. The one who is doing shukr of Allah, who's truly thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not have jealousy, will not have jealousy. So, why? Because when somebody does shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he says that he has been given a lot by Allah, right? So he is in this mode that Allah has favored me with too many things. So when he thinks that he is so fortunate to have so many things, then this aspect of jealousy goes away. Jealousy comes in when somebody thinks that I don't have and he has. And when you start thinking that I have too much, then there's no jealousy. So this removes, this shukr leads to removal of this very big sin. Removal of this very big disease of the heart, this jealousy. So no other ibadat can do this job other than shukr. Shukr does this instantly. You become a person of shukr of Allah and all these things are removed. SubhanAllah. So that is why the Mashayikh have said that this is a secret. Open secret of the shukr of Allah. The shukr of Allah removes anger. Anger is also one of the very big diseases. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the person who is angry, shaitan runs in his body the way blood runs in his body. What does that actually mean? You read this in these lots of time. It means that each and every word that you take out from your tongue, shaitan has a role to play in that word. Each and every decision that you make while you are in a state of anger, shaitan has a role to play. So you are controlled by shaitan. A person in a state of anger is controlled by shaitan. And this shukr leads to removal of anger. So what happens is when somebody is in a state of shukr, is generally in a good mood. It does not happen easily that anger comes inside of you. And when somebody is not in a good mood, then anger comes easily, right? So when you fight with your wife, right, and you come and teach, and a student does not listen to you, then you become angry very easily. Because it's easier to get angry. You spend a very good time with your wife at home, and then you come home and you come to class. Even the student is not listening to you, you try to persuade him. So it happens. So the type of mood that you're in, if you're in a good mood, then anger comes late. And if you're not in a good mood, you're always in a very bad mood, then anger comes in very easily. And the person who does shukr all the time is always in a good mood. He's always happy. So anger does not seep in. There's no room for anger. But there's also other reasons why anger does not come to a person who's in shukr. Because when he does shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is actually thinking that he has so many favors of Allah on him and he is so fortunate that because of this fortunate, because of being so fortunate, he thinks that, you know, things that are making him angry in front of the, if you compare those things that are making you angry to the number of favors that Allah has given you, it is just so small. So the anger leaves you. For example, if your child is disobeying you, you become angry. But when you think that, oh Allah has given me so many blessings. He's given me life, He's given me breath, He's given me health, He's given me a house, He's given me a good wife, He's given me children. Even you think that the number of blessings are so much, and numbers of things that I don't like are so little, then this anger just fades away. So if you're truly thankful, this anger is not going to enter into the heart. And it is easy to get rid of the anger. So the person who is intelligent is going to be a person of shukr. And the person who is unintelligent will not think about shukr, will always be ungrateful, will always be in an off mood. Also shukr leads to purification from a disease called greed. So greed is also something that a person has inside of the heart. And as this greed enters the heart, then it is the most difficult thing that leaves you. And the Quran says this. Allah says, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرَ. That this competing in wealth, right? Because of greed, you compete in wealth. It is going to destroy you till you reach your graves. Once you are in this competition of wealth, it is going to be with you till your graves. So this is a disease which is going to leave you very late. It's a disease that is going to go with you in your graves. Prophet ﷺ said that if a person becomes truly greedy, then the only thing that can satisfy him is the dust of the grave. Nothing can satiate him, this greedy man. And sugar actually destroys this disease. When somebody does sugar for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he says that I already have so much. So this greed actually subdues. The greed, it dies down. So it's a beautiful thing. If you really realize what a beautiful thing this sugar is. And it is such a beautiful thing, even the Prophet ﷺ used to make dua, O Allah, make me a person who does zikr and who does the right amounts of sugar. This is a dua that even the Prophet of Allah used to make, O Allah, give me the tawfiq to do sugar of you. So it's a beautiful thing. And then not only that, Allah has promised something else. The sugar is a sign of the true friend of Allah. And sugar leads to purification. And then sugar also leads to the increase in favors. SubhanAllah. And it is a promise of Allah in the Quran. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you do sugar, I'm going to increase my favors. And there was a very big sheikh of his time. And the sheikh was seeing that all the bounties and favors of Allah are increasing on him. And he thought that, you know, he doesn't need all these favors of Allah, he doesn't need all these worldly goods. But he was seeing that there's a constant increase in these worldly goods. So this thought came in his mind. And these friends of Allah, they're very ajeeb people, they're very different people. They don't think like us, right? So this man, this sheikh, he made dua to Allah, O Allah, you know, you're giving me all these things of the world. I'm thinking that this is in response to the ibadah, the worship that I do. And maybe in the akhirah I might not get anything, O Allah, don't give me this. Now, I don't know anybody who says, O Allah, don't give me this, right? This is only the friends of Allah who do these things, right? He said, O Allah, I don't need any of these. All I need is akhirah. This is what he said to me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so happy with this man, with this sheikh. Allah ta'ala put in his heart, O my servant, till the time you are going to do my shukr, I am going to keep on increasing my bounties. This is what I do, and this is what I have promised. So people think that if I will complain, then my ni'mats, my favors, my bounties will increase. Favors of Allah, these increase in worldly goods is not going to happen through complaining. Increase in worldly goods, according to the Quran, is through sugar. Right? So when you go home, tell your wives this. increase in worldly goods is because of sugar of Allah. So they might not like it, actually, I think so. I did my advice back, right? So this is why this is for all of us, actually. Okay. So sugar is a beautiful thing.
وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ.
And remember the bounties of Allah on you.
وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ.
And that He revealed to you the book, وَالْحِكْمَةِ and wisdom, يَعِزُكُمْ بِهِ, so that you can get advice through it. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has asked us to remember the favors of Allah, and then Allah is reminding us of the two very big favors. One is the book. وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِنَ الْكِتَابِ the Quran. وَالْحِكْمَةِ and hikmah is the wisdom of the Quran. And a lot of mashayikh have said that this hikmah is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, the explanation of the Quran. So both these things are the biggest ni'mas of Allah, the biggest favors of Allah. That through these things we get advice, good advice. Ya aizukum bi wattaqullah and fear Allah. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is again something like sugar. Why something like sugar? Not in the meaning, but the number of times it has been mentioned is again, it runs into hundreds of times in the Quran. So these are two big messages of the Quran. Learning the shukr of Allah, fear it. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been defined by the Sahaba and by the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ has said, At-taqwa ha'una. The taqwa is in your heart. And the Prophet ﷺ has said that the true taqwa is that you never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never are ungrateful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never are relaxed, unmindful of the remembrance of Allah. So there are three things of the person of true taqwa. The Prophet ﷺ, the person of true taqwa will have three things. He will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will never be ungrateful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will never be unheedful. He will never be neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zunnun Misri rahimahullah ta'ala was a very big shaykh of his time, a shaykh of Egypt. And he says that taqwa is that if you put all the feelings that are inside of your heart on a tray, if you are a person of taqwa, then if you are truly a person of taqwa, then if all your feelings are put on a tray and presented to people, there is nothing in that tray which is a cause of embarrassment for you. So again, Zunnun Misri rahimahullah says that true taqwa is that if you put all the feelings of your heart on a tray and you show it to people, there is nothing which is embarrassing for you. That is true taqwa. That your heart is just filled with nice thoughts, good thoughts, and there is no rubbish thoughts inside your heart. And that is true taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear Allah. وَعْلَمُوا and know أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ that Allah is truly knows each and everything. Allah truly knows each and everything. One last thing about taqwa. How to attain taqwa, right? And how to attain shukr. This is common. Both things converge to one point. They both can be attained through one act that you can do. And Jabal knows the answer to that, right? How can you attain both these two things, right? This is the question I usually ask, right? All the answers go to this one answer. And you go to the company of the pious. And that is truly the right answer. This is the answer of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Tazakkir. If you give good advice, فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ giving good advice to people is going to be beneficial for the mu'min. So when one goes in the company of the pious people, one goes in the company in good company, then this level of taqwa also increases, the level of shukr also increases. That is why we are all dependent upon this company of the pious. Each and every one of us needs this company. We cannot do without it. And a person becomes the way he, the type of company he sits in. If he sits in the company of the pious people, then he gains piety. If he sits in the company of people who are bad, if he sits in bad company, then he becomes bad. So the more you sit in good company, the more taqwa is going to enter into your heart, the more shukr is going to enter into your heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with taqwa, and may Allah fill our hearts with shukr of Allah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. I will do the translation one more time. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا. And don't take the verses of Allah as a joke. واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. And remember the favors of Allah on you. وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ. And He revealed to you the book. وَالْحِكْمَةِ and wisdom. يَعِزْكُم بِهِ. Thereby you can get the advice from. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear Allah. وَعَلَمُوا and know. أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah truly knows each and everything. We stop here and we ask Allah for His help. وَعَزِلُ الْعَلَىٰ. الحمد لله رب العالمين.